Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Does everyone on your team know how their performance will be measured? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to return to a discussion we've covered before, but one that I believe needs to be revisited from time to time. It's a discussion related to making sure that everyone on your team knows exactly what's expected and required of them to be successful in their position. I covered this topic back in October of 2022, but as we move into 2024, I thought it'd be a good idea to revisit this topic in case you missed the old episode. If you want to go back and listen to the October 7th, 2022 episode, you'll find that my question for you then was, does everyone on your team know what's expected of them? Today, I want to change that question just a bit and ask you this. Does everyone on your team know how their performance will be measured? You may be wondering, what's the big difference between someone knowing what's expected of them and someone knowing how their performance will be measured? Let me try to make sense of the difference. It's probably best to start by describing what a position agreement is. It may not be a term you're familiar with because it's not widely used as an employee performance document in most businesses. When I meet with business owners and ask about how they communicate their job expectations to their team members, I often get one of two different responses. I just tell them what I expect them to do and they do it. Or we share their job description with them so they know exactly what's included in it. You may take one of these two approaches too, which is not uncommon. But if you look closely at a typical job description, you'll find that it focuses more on the qualifications required for the position, the skills, licenses, and experiences needed, and the limitations that must be fulfilled to perform in that particular position. It actually reflects very little about the routine activities and responsibilities of the position, and rarely, if ever, mentions the behaviors required or how someone's performance will be measured in the position. This is where the idea of the position agreement comes in. The position agreement is a simple document that includes four very specific sections. The first section is a list of specific activities or processes that the person filling this position is responsible for. It doesn't list the daily duties, but rather focuses on the processes that occur in the business that this person is to take ownership of. That means that they're responsible for making sure these processes are documented, followed, and regularly reviewed and improved. Can you imagine what your business would be like if every person on your team had a small list of processes that they took ownership of? Meaning that person would regularly make sure that these specific processes were followed, that they were all being done efficiently and effectively, and they used some methodology to review and improve the process on a regular, ongoing basis. Your life as a business owner would be very simple. The second section of the position agreement outlines the specific measures that will be tracked and monitored to determine if the person in this position is filling the role well. Far too many team members are coming to work, working hard, but never tracking or measuring their efforts, outputs, or the results. But when you define how things will be measured using a position agreement, each team member will have a specific activity that will be counted, tracked, measured, and posted so you can see their contribution and their progress. Imagine what it would be like if every person on your team came to your weekly meetings with their very own numbers to report and be accountable for. They would take ownership for the results and know without a doubt or question whether their efforts are generating the kinds of results that reflect success or failure. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? The third section of the position agreement is the list of behaviors that's expected and required of the person filling this particular position. Many of these behaviors may be the same as those you've defined as your non-negotiables. If you're not familiar with the term non-negotiables, then you simply need to listen to some previous episodes and you'll find them referenced quite often. The reason we list behaviors on the position agreement is because the success of any specific person in a specific role has everything to do with the behaviors that they show up with every day. Since the goal of the position agreement is to be crystal clear about what's expected of them in this position, we couldn't think of not addressing the behaviors needed for success. But far too often, we avoid discussing behaviors until things start to go poorly. And then it becomes clear that the poor performance is most always associated with poor behaviors. Don't believe me? Just think back to the last person you had to discipline or fire. Chances are, the reason they were not being successful or were causing internal conflict was because of the behaviors they were displaying in the workplace. That's exactly why we list them as a critical part of each person's position agreement, so everyone knows how we need and expect them to behave in this position. And finally, the fourth section of the position agreement is the signature block. I know it may sound odd to call a signature block a section, but the reality is, when someone is asked not only to read and review their position agreement, but is required to put their signature on the line that says, "I have read and understand that this is what's expected of me in this position," it becomes real and personal. To be honest, it's the part of the document that gives it power and influence well beyond any job description or verbal explanation of what's required and expected. So there you have it, the four critical sections of the position agreement. If you're not using position agreements in your business today, you're running the risk of your team members not owning their positions. I'd be glad to send you a template of the position agreement I recommend to my clients. If you'd like me to send you the template, just send me an email and I'll get it to you right away. I've found that most business owners find it difficult to start using position agreements in the beginning because it forces them to think through who should be responsible for what and how they should be measured, which is a different way to think about how work gets done in most businesses. But once they get the hang of it, they typically begin allowing each team member to own their position agreement, where they define which processes they're responsible for, which measures they will track to demonstrate their progress and proficiency, and declare the behaviors that are essential to do that specific job well. Fundamentally, the team members begin to take full ownership for their position and their outcomes. As a business owner, there's nothing more satisfying than watching your team members step up to truly own their futures with the business. If this is something you want for your business, start by implementing position agreements into your organization. If you need some help with this to make it happen, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help transition your team into one that takes full ownership and accountability for their efforts and their results. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's struck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss building your star network. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.